Yesterday morning, when we were waiting to go on the boat, you were briefly mentioning the four Samapadanas, the four right efforts, which are, as I recall, avoiding evil, not yet arisen, overcoming evil, developing wholesomeness, not yet arisen, and maintaining wholesomeness. And I think at the end you just said in brief, avoiding evil, doing good, this is the Buddha's teaching, and you were going to say something more, and then we stopped.
Because I think it sounds like theory, 1, 2, 3, 4, but actually it's not like that. But one can see that there are many points of virya. For example, when there are many moments of akusala, so virya is with each moment of it. Is there any moment of virya which occurs to mind about from now on I will not have any more of it? Even thinking, see, we all know that there are many moments of accumulation, akusala, from time to time in one's life. But from hearing the teachings, can there be moments of thinking about not having more akusala as before?
Yes.
Yeah. And that is the beginning of avoid having akusala, which hasn't conditioned to arise yet.
Just wise consideration of the harm of akusala.
Yeah. Otherwise, in a day, one never think about the accumulation of akusala at all. But when one can see how much it's accumulated in a day, there can be a moment of thinking of, oh, from now on, let's have less akusala moment. Even that can condition moment of kusala instead of akusala.
Is that not? It sounds a bit like trying.
It sounds like that, but it's virya, not I.
Okay.
See? Virya changes from virya of akusala into beginning to develop kusala. Otherwise, it keeps on having akusala. But even such idea is conditioned by virya of sammapadana, the beginning of having more kusala.
With understanding.
With understanding, it's not an attempt to control or try. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to discern the difference.
It's not I, so it depends on conditions for that moment.
But it is thinking, will this really help?
Yes. It's thinking, because I'm thinking all the time, but thinking about akusala in many, many aspects, this and that. But when it's thinking about kusala, it can be thinking of not having akusala.
So it can also be, it's also at that moment because there's understanding, so it is pariyatti.
Mm-hmm. For example, right now there are moments of understanding reality, and then when such understanding arises, that can be conditioned for understanding seeing or anything, or akusala which arises. Who knows what is conditioned? But when whatever appears, there can be virya developed from thinking to moment of understanding.
And the second one, overcoming evil that has arisen, just means understanding akusala that has arisen.
Yeah, all sammapadana concerns panya. Or we can say that the teachings of Buddha is all about panya. It depends how much it's there. At moment of thinking like that, it's not self. That's why the idea of everything is reality is very helpful for any time. only learning to understand the truth of it, that which experiences and that which is rupa, that cannot experience.
And the first one, the avoiding evil not yet arisen, and you said, well, in the beginning is just reflecting wisely on not having more akusala. But if it is deeper because it hasn't yet arisen, how can it be ever be anything more than wise?
I think that there is no rule. We just talk about whatever is conditioned at that very moment, that's all. There can be such moment or not now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just learn to understand whatever appears, and then one could know whether that is such thinking or not thinking about it at all. Like not understanding reality right now, and then it can be moment of beginning to learn to understand reality, not words or things like that.
And developing wholesomeness not yet arisen is again just when there is wise reflection on the value of kusala.
Whenever it arises, that's all. It can be one of the four.
I have a question because we talk now about kusala, the wholesomeness. But it reminds me on the, that's my question here, about the Milinda Panha, and it was said that the easiest or the basis for all kinds of kusala is sila.
Chitta? What?
Sila.
Sila.
Refraining or whatever that means. That the sila is the easiest.
But
the basis.
Do we have to call it sila? Just a reality is better than naming it something like sila or smadhi or panya. But that reality, such one which appears, no matter it's what, is a reality.
So that's something in it, because right understanding comes with kusala citta, not with akusala, even though it can understand everything. But there is something in that, even the slightest kind of kusala, like sila, can help with panya.
This is theory.
A theory, yeah.
Yeah, but what about moment when it's a reality, it's a disila? We don't have to start from ordinary sila, but at moment of understanding reality, there is sila, and it's not just ordinary one. It arises with awareness and right understanding. So it is adi sila, higher sila. At moment of understanding, there is sila with it, and samadhi with it too. No need to develop anything more. Just a moment of understanding.
Because my question is now that what I don't understand how to...
How to what?
No, I mean now, for example, there are akusala. Yeah.
Okay.
Process of thinking of akusala or unknowingly everything. And I don't understand the point where it can be developed into kusala.
It cannot, when there is the idea of I cannot.
Yeah, but I really cannot.
Yeah, because you think of the self, so the self cannot do anything. But by understanding more and more, better and better, there are conditions, sankhara khandas, to condition moment of understanding, not just changing from akusala into kusala by I can do or I don't know how and now I know how. It's not like that. It's only the understanding develops on until even at moment of akusala, right understanding can understand that moment as not me. The best thing in one's life is knowing reality as reality. The point is that otherwise it's the self who can have this or that, or at that moment it's my sila or my samadhi or my panya. But it's only just a characteristic of a reality appears to ignorance or to understanding. Even it's very short moment. So the point is how the understanding understand without the development of theoretical or intellectual understanding, there is no condition for direct understanding of whatever appears now. Because it appears at this moment of seeing, at moment of touching, at moment of hearing, they are all realities. And we talk about from chapter 1 to chapter 10 or 9. But when it appears, where about the chapters? Now, see, visible object is appearing.
Book and also that Buddha said is based on sila that people could create bhavana and I read it again and again, lots of books say that. So what we should understand that teaching?
At moment of panya, knowing or understanding, is there no sila? Does one do anything wrong at that moment?
No.
Speech and this. So it's kind of sila, a disila with panya. It means that the moment of not doing wrong, sila is that meaning. Not doing anything wrong. So at that moment when there's right understanding, it is adisila. There is sati, see, with sata and other wholesome jetasikas at moment of not doing anything wrong.
So when I come to the temple with the long way of regulation about sila,
it's in the book, it's in the book. But
the book,
now,
yeah.
But now, see? When is sila? At moment of, you'd like to speak harsh word at that moment, akusla arises. But at moment, no harsh word because of abstention from wanting to, but not doing so. What chapter again? Long, long story about sila. But at moment when it arises, you don't have to mind or think about where in the book. Arahantan does not speak harshly. Does he not have sila? For ordinary people, when kusala arises, there is no akusala, deeds and speech. But for an arahata, no need anymore to have virati cetasika, because all unwholesome kilesa are completely eradicated. But since there are no virati jetasikas for arahata, can we say that he doesn't have sila? Mm-hmm. No conditions to do anything wrong. And usually we think of something ahead so far, but what about now? The understanding of whatever appears is the most important, because it is the first step to understand what we learned.
We were talking about virya, and for me, I think it's quite more obvious to understand about virya when it's akusala. It seems to be that way. But when mentioned about understanding and virya is there, I don't really see the characteristic of virya is there. Like, don't you know in what kind of citta there's not virya?
What kind of citta?
Yeah. The virya doesn't arise with what kind of citta?
Ahetuka citta. 16. Altogether there are 18 ahetuka jittas, and only 16 jittas do not have virya with it. It means that only 2 have viryas. So what are they? The 2 with virya? Ahetuka jitta?
I have to ask my...
No. 2 of ahetuka jittas do have virya cetasika.
So the mamma guna vachana citta. And
who like to use the word javana javana? Because it can perform the function of javana, see?
Virya of the arahant. No.
Hasitupada citta.
Hasitupada, yes.
Yeah. So usually we have only 1, the Manodvara Vachana, not the Hasitupada. They are both Virya Citta. But when one is not Arahata, the smiling moment is not conditioned by Virya Citta at all. So can we understand the virya with Manodvara Vachana? But we can understand the reason why Manodvara Vachana has virya with it, while the others, like the 10 citta, vijnana citta, seeing, hearing, do not need virya to condition its arising at all, because there can be only 7 cetasikas as conditions. Very few, only 7 all the time, no matter who's Buddhas or Pancheka Buddha or anyone or cat or snake. At moment of seeing, there are only 7 cetasikas. And for Panchadvara Vachana, it's conditioned too by Anantarapachaya and so on, when it's time to experience objects through the sensor. No need for virya at all. It has to arise because of the object and the ayatana are there. And it's time for vipaka to arise. So it's just the function of the first vitijitta, which is called vitti patipataka manasikara. There are 3 kinds of manasikara. Vitti patipataka manasikara is the panchatvara vachana because it's the first vitti citta. Without it, no other vitti citta can arise. Lopa cannot arise, dosa cannot arise, whatever after that cannot arise, sampatichanna santirana, even attachment or aversion to that object cannot arise. So it needs the first vitti citta, no matter through sense doors or mind doors. But for the sense door, only 1 citta can perform the function of avachana, because it can perform function of 5 doorways. So it's called pancha, 5, dvara, doors, and avachana. No need to have vriya. And sampatichanna is conditioned by karma to experience object after seeing, hearing, so forth, sampatichana doesn't need viriya at all. And the manotavara vachana, which performs the function of otapana, it's there, viriya is there. Because you see that usually it performs a function of adverting through mind. There are many things experienced yesterday and today. So it depends on viriya with mind, with vitakka, with adhichetasika, to think about what? In order to think about that which is gone, the situation, it needs viriya to condition its arising. That's why manodvara vachana, no matter whenever it arises, it has viriya with it. Can anyone know viriya arises with manodvara vachana? No, but it's there. And for Hasitapatha, forget it, because no arahata. Now, for Hasitapatha to arise. So we can understand and remember the viriya cetasikas, only two arises with the ahetuka cittas, and usually in a day it's manodvara vachana. But when you do something with viriya, it takes quite a long time, like writing letter or standing for or walking many hours or doing whatever you like for hours, is there no viriya which can be known? It shows up. At moment of eating, is there viriya? But it does not appear. But when there's bone somewhere, fish bone or whatever, there is viriya to get rid of it, see? So viriya arises and it can appear depending on, you know, that is only a reality, or you try just to know viriya as not self. Instead of trying to know viriya as not self, what about just anything, no matter it's viriya or not viriya, it's only that which is real. No name, don't need to call it, but begin to get accustomed to that which appears, the guest. Do you have guest now? When it comes to sense door and mind door. Do you like the guest?
They knock different doors.
Or don't you like the guest? See, it depends what guest is there. The one you like or the one you don't like?
Invited or uninvited.
They are there. By conditions. Can you select guest? See? And then one knows at what moment there is viriya, but don't try to have it as the object of understanding and selection at all. And even if there, don't try to experience its characteristic as different from other reality. No need to do that because it's different from others. But it's not time to understand that it's this or that, but only know that it's a reality. That is enough in the beginning. Otherwise, the idea and concept comes in very quickly. Is there viriya to understand?
It should be.
It has to be. because it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, the ten, and not the panchadvara, vachana, sampatichana, santirana.
So, in the sense that process before the Javana, the Vodapana Chitta arises to determine the Kusala or Akusala in Javana process. So, this kind of Chitta has Viriya or not?
What kind of Chitta?
Vodapana Chitta.
Vodapana is Manodvara Vajna.
So, that has Mette, Viriya?
Yeah, before Javana. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To determine Kusala or Akusala.
I think that it just performs its function to be the moment before kusala and akusala by conditions. It has to arise before kusala and akusala.
Mm.
The prior moment, that's all.
But Ajahn, what's the kind of condition, because we talk about the seven Javana Chittas, that one Javana Chitta condition the second, and the second the third, what's the kind of condition?
Asevana Pachaya.
Asevana?
Yes.
And can you explain this condition?
Repetition.
Mm-hmm. That only pertains to Javana?
The first kusala condition, the second.
It's called, to avoid mutabana, is also the manovachara.
Manotuvara.
Yeah. Because it has a function of adverting to.
Anyway, just remember that this citta arises before kusala and akusala. No matter through what doorway. That's why this one is called Javana Patipataka Manasikara. It arises before Javana, like Panchatvara Vachana arises before seeing, hearing, smelling.
And another point, very unclear about, is the door.
The last moment of Bhavanga, Bhavankupacheda
yes.
Only.
Because for the sense door processes, the bhattu,
the same,
the sense.
But since there is Panchatvara Vachana, so Bhavankupacheda is not the door for seeing and hearing. Because without the eye, best ear, best, which condition the Panchatvara Vachana, seeing cannot arise.
But by the same logic, we just by very normal thinking. So because the vatu for the sense door process is the eye base and ear base and so on. So we would be inclined to think that the base for the mind door processes should be the heart base. But why is it said that it's the Bhavanga Chitta is the base for the mind on process in one way?
After Manotvara Vachana, can there be seeing?
No.
So it's not the base. It's not the Aramana Vitti Patipataka Manasika. But it is the Manotvara Vachana is Javana Patipataka, because whatever arises before that is the what you call Pata, the citta which arises before the next citta. After Manotvara Vachana has fallen away, other realities cannot arise except kusala or akusala or kiriya, which are Javana. So it is Javana Patipataka Manasikara.
I think this point is not yet clear, this detail, because Tom's point is that in the sense doors, the base of seeing is eye base, and eye sense is the doorway for the sense door process to occur. So her reasoning is that in the mind door process, the base is heart base. So why is heart base therefore not the doorway for the mind door process?
Only 10 jitas, 10 arise at eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body base, that's all. The rest must arise at the heart base.
So, but even though any, for example, seeing arises at the eye sense, all the eye door chittas, the viti chittas, are said to arise through the eye doorway. So,
but at the heart base.
Sorry?
But arises.
Even though they arise at the heart base.
Yeah.
So, but still, eye sense, eye door, is given as the doorway for the doorway chittas.
If we don't mind about whether there are doorways, but chitta can experience anything. But since they are different because of the object, it's different.
So the answer is really because of the object, different kind of object.
Who knows that it arises at the eye base, seeing, and who knows that Panchatuvara Vachana arises at the heart base?
So this question is the object that is experienced in the mind door is the nimitta, and in for the case of the sense door, it is said that the object impinges on the corresponding door, corresponding sense. So how should we understand, if we cannot say that the nimitta impinges on whatever, because it's just nimitta is not...
Since it's not impinges, so it's mind door. At moment of understanding, seeing as a reality, can there be the understanding of doorway? No.
There was Adam said that there are Mahabhuta Rupas, four Mahabhuta Rupas and Upada Rupas, derived Rupas from Mahabhuta, Mahabhuta Rupas. And I would like to know more, because we never talk about Mahabhuta Rupas, what they are, and also Upada Rupas.
Hardness.
Hardness.
Heat. Now. What else? Pressure.
Temperature.
Well, I know this as a fire, water, air.
Fire. It, can we say temperature, heat, or cold?
We can say.
Mm-hmm. Or when it appears, no need to call it. And why they are the four primary rupas? Without them, can there be any rupa? That's why there are four Mahabhuta rupas.
And they themselves do not depend on any other rupas?
Depend on one another.
I think that's by the mutuality condition that each Mahabhuta Rupa condition one another, like these few sticks, they must be four to condition another to not to collapse, isn't it?
And if we don't think about the sticks, it can be cohesion which adhere or stick the other together. That's why the cohesion or the apotato cannot be object, which can be experienced through body sense. Because whenever there is a moment of experiencing the object through the body sense, can be only hardness or softness, heat or cold, and vayu tattu, but not the apo tattu.